All right, shalom everybody. This is Rosh Hashanah Messianic Bible College. And are we ready? We're good. Do I need the mic? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me with the mic? Because we want to make sure there's no static.
You go ahead and keep talking.
Okay. So, once again, shalom. And we are here at Rosh Hashanah Messianic Bible College. I have an assignment for you. Before I get started, I want to make sure that everybody takes down this assignment. I'll try to send it to Pastor Ben so he can email it out if you don't get it. Now, there is a video on YouTube that I want all of you to watch. And so I'm going to give you the title of the video. And the title of the video is, The Hebrew Language is the DNA of Creation. I want you to watch that. It is by a guy named Rabbi Mordecai Kraft. And he is an Orthodox rabbi. He does not believe in Yeshua, but he does have a good grasp on the understanding of gematria and how it pertains to the Word of God.
Give that title again.
And the title of the video is, The Hebrew Language is the DNA of Creation. And we need to know and understand that, because I was just talking to Pastor Ben, and as I was getting the Bible study together for last night, as I'm studying, God tells me to do things that maybe a normal pastor, I see a normal pastor as if I'm a weirdo. As a normal pastor, he wouldn't tell a normal pastor to do this, but because of the way he has orchestrated my brain in Hebrew and in typologies and gematria, that's how I see the Bible now, as a book of numbers, typologies, and gematrias, along with the perfectly orchestrated prophecies and good advice for life. I mean, this Bible is something else. But we need to know one of the things, because we're in the gematria portion of this script, of this teaching. Now, me and Pastor Ben want to do something, because I am under and what about 30 rabbis today in Israel. They know that they believe that the Messiah is going to come before the election. It's like so, and they said that the Messiah is going to come. I don't know if they're right. Is that okay, Pastor Ben?
Oh yeah, we good.
Yeah, I don't know if they're right, but they're in good timing, because we are in the 70th year, and we do have a few months to go before May 14th, 1940. I mean 1940. I mean 2018, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to explain yourself all the time, but I've learned that not to start a new year before God starts a new year.
Amen.
And so when God starts the new year at Nisan, I will start my new year, and then I'll go to the next new year. So everybody that celebrates 2019, I know the Gregorian calendar has taught you that a year starts in the middle of winter, but God says no, the year starts at the beginning of spring, and that at the first of Nisan. So in 2018, I do believe that before May 14th, 2019, the Lord will come and fulfill Jesus Christ's prophecy of the last of the last of the 70th year process.
Amen.
So here we go. I want us to pray in. I was telling Pastor Ben a story that I did a funeral last Saturday. I eulogized a funeral last Saturday, and I opened it up with the Lord's Prayer. And I realized, oh my God, I haven't said the Lord's Prayer in English in like 10 years. So had to say it in Hebrew in my brain so I could realize where I was, so I could finish the Lord's Prayer in front of all these people wondering, why does he keep stopping? I was like, I don't remember it in English. But let me say it in Hebrew. Okay, now I know where I'm at. So I got to start saying some of these prayers in English as well as Hebrew. Okay, we're going to get started. This is Gematria. The name of this, title of this is the Hebrew language and the DNA of creation. So the 22 letters that you have, that God has placed in your heart to come to Rishon Messianic Bible College and to begin to learn Hebrew, what you're saying to God is, I love you, I want to get to know you better. And God is saying, good, if you want to get to know me, just like he told me, you're going to have to first learn my letters, you're going to have to learn my language, you're going to have to learn my culture, and then you're going to get to know me. But until you learn the letters of the Hebrew, there's so much in Scripture that you can miss out on, you know, that is right there in front of you. Like, for example, last night as we were doing our study, and I'm going to pray in a second, I realized that they had tied fig leaves around themselves, right? Because they were trying to cover the fact that they were now naked. Adam and Eve were now naked. So they got these fig leaves off the fig tree, and they made an apron with it so that they could cover themselves with these fig leaves. And so as I'm studying that, I would go, okay, so what they're trying to do is cover their own sin. But I said, if the fig tree is Israel, then maybe this is talking about Israel, a future Israel that will try to cover their own sin, okay? And so in my brain, God says, well, look up the numerical value for fig tree. So I look up the numerical value for fig tree. Now, I don't know if a normal pastor would do this. I looked up the numerical value for fig tree. And when I come to the numerical value of fig tree, what do I come up with? 616. So I said, I wonder what other numerical values for Hebrew words are 616. And I look up, and the one that pops up is the Torah. And I went, oh, my God. So, God, you told this story in Genesis that your people were going to try to cover their own sins with the Torah, because it's the same as the fig tree. Mm-hmm. And so through that study, I was seeing how God had already prophesied that I do have a people in the world that when they sin, they're going to try to cover their own sin with the Torah. And that covering will not be allowed, because I'm going to have to kill a lamb and provide them a skin covering so that they can be truly covered by me, God, and not covered by themselves and their fig leaves or their Torah. You understand? Because salvation cannot come through the law anymore. It can only come through salvation through the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ. That is our covering. That is our new garment of clothing, so that we're not. And then the Scripture goes on and says, make sure when I come that I do not find you naked. You know, all of these things are just a reference to the fact that we've been clothed with the Holy Spirit from God through the Lamb, Yeshua HaMashiach. Praise God. That is an awesome thing to me. So that was my study last night. And then, of course, the Lord took me through all the fig trees patterns in the Bible, and really had a good time. And to teach it to you last night, it was awesome. And so I hope if you haven't seen it, you get to go back and see that.
Pastor, okay. What was the name of the person that did the Hebrew?
His name is Rabbi Mordecai Kraft. He's the one that did this video. I saw this video many years ago, and I started looking for more stuff from him, you know? Like, let me see what else he studied, because this is absolutely beautiful and genius, right? So as I started looking for more of his studies, I realized, oh my God, he's Orthodox Jewish. He doesn't believe in Yeshua. So he started saying some crazy things about salvation and what the Talmud says and all this stuff. And I went, okay, that's a beautiful teaching, but I got to back off away from him because he doesn't believe in Yeshua. So he's like, Jews only have half the story. You know that, right? And Christians who don't read the Old Testament only have half the story. So we're basically supposed to, if we came together, if we could bring the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, and the Tanakh, the Torah, all together, and then we would realize, oh my God, now we can discover God, you know? So I don't like Christians that don't read the Old Testament, and I don't like Jews who refuse to read the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, because both of people only get half the story. Okay, so am I ready now, Pastor Ben?
You are so ready.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm going to do the Shema prayer this morning. And as I do this, then we'll get started. But I'm just asking the Lord to guide me through this study today as we go through this. So here we go. Is everybody out there signing in and everything?
Yeah, they're logging in.
Because we were a little bit late today, but we want everybody to be signing. That is what I forgot to say before we get started. We want to escalate the class, okay? Speed it up so that we can get a graduation in. We're going to try to outrun the rapture, okay? Because we know it's coming, and we know we're in the 70th year, and we know May 14th and the end of the 70th year is coming. And the word of God says that two will be in one place, one will be taken, the other one left before the end of this. So I want to make sure that we get these. I forgot to bring the beautiful certificate of graduation, Rashan Messianic Bible College, associate degree. I forgot to bring it with me so that you can see exactly what our other graduates have hanging on their walls and stuff. And so I want you to have that. Even if it's only for a few days before Christ comes, I want you to have it. So I want to escalate the class. So next week, we're going to go over the third test, okay? The information from the third test. I'm not going to give you the answers. I'm just going to give you the information of all the questions. And then we'll give that test out so that you, if you go back, you'll be able to look at all the information and know the answers to those tests. If you study it out, then you'll be able to score well. If you haven't taken the second test and you've only taken the first test, we will give you the opportunity to take the second test by request. So if you request, hey, I never took the second test, I would like to take it so that I could take the third test and then graduate, then we'll do that for you. But we need you to take all three tests. And after you do the third test, it does not graduate you. You have to teach a message on any of the subjects that you've learned in Rashan Messianic Bible College, or you have to do a message that includes Hebrew, biblical gematria, things like this, that will show us that you have a grasp on the way God wants us to study. Okay, because just to read the story, there's so many underlying things. So you'll get a chance after you pass the third test to do your own message. It could be anywhere from 15 minutes to 30 minutes, but you have to do your own message on whatever subject you want. You can put it on video and then send it in. I don't know how we're going to do that, but... If you got kids, man, they'll tell you. I got, my Israel got a whole video thing, Izzy 50 on YouTube, and he just sending posts out all the time. So we'll get that done. But anyway, let's get started, because I want to get started on this gematria thing here. Here we go.
Going to pray?
Yep, we're going to pray. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Vehavata et Adonai Elocha, Bekov Lavavaka Uko Nefishka Uko Mechodeka. Veha Yuha Devarim Haeli Asher Anoki Mishvaha Hayom Al Lavavaka. Veshanatam Lavaneka. Vederbarta Bam Beshiftika Vivetika Ubletika Viderek. ושח לך וקומך. ושתם לאות על ידיך, והיו לתותפות בין עיניך. ותחתם על מזוזות ביתך ובשעריך. And the prayer is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Echad. Okay? Then you will learn to Lord, you will learn to love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These words which I command you today, let them be upon your heart. Repeat them to your children. Speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk on the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. Bind them as a sign on your arm and let them be a frontlet between your eyes. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach, Nachnu Tefillin, and let's get started. Praise God. Okay. I want to look at the board here. I'm going to kind of select, well, I'll leave that there. That's from last night. But what we're looking at is this right here. This is beautiful. You see this? That's the first sentence of the Hebrew Bible. Beautiful sentence. Says in English, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Wow, that's pretty awesome and simple to read. But what is the DNA of that, you know? There's a whole lot of DNA inside of those words, because then now you have to go back and you say, every one of these letters has a number, and every one of these letters has a meaning, okay? So Elohim, Bereshit has a numerical value. Et has a numerical value. So everything has a numerical value. So that's the first thing you have to know, is that the first sentence in the Hebrew Bible has 28 letters, and those 28 letters have a numerical value. Okay? Now, this is awesome. Okay, so as we're looking at all of these letters, I want us to look at them the way God wants us to look at them, okay? Now, who created the Word of God? It was Elohim himself. He created the Word of God, okay? And since Elohim created the Word of God, that means by his hand, by his creative hand, is going to come forth the Word of God. So, how does he relate to us the fact that the Word of God is going to be the hand of, is going to be the hand of God that's going to create this whole thing? So, we take our hand here. And we begin to count joints, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 joints in our hand, right? So both hands would equal 28 joints, right? How many letters in the Hebrew alphabet? 28. Is this by accident? No. This is the hand of God. You're created by God, who designed you according to what? To his pattern, okay? So here's your 28, here's your hands, okay? And your hands is the creative power of God, that he created the world, he's letting you know by his hands he's done this. So if you look at this thing, I'm gonna send this to you. You got 28 joints in your hand, simply because the creative hand of God is going to create the heavens and the earth and this word, this Bible that you're about to receive, okay? Now, people say, well, you've gone too far, Pastor, you know? You're attributing everything to God, okay? Now, I'm not, and I'll show you one other thing that you need to know. The first letter in the Hebrew word alphabet is this, Aleph. okay? The numerical value of Aleph is, of course, 111, which would be, you know, Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. But Hebrew letters are written kind of strange, and I'll show you what they do. I would take a yod, an Aleph is simply a yod with two yuds on the side, okay? So the yod, I mean the vav, would equal 6, and the yod would equal 10, and the other yod would equal 10, and then you would have 10 plus 10 plus the vav, and you would have 26, which is the same numerical value as yod hey, vav hey, which also equals what? 26. Okay? So Yahweh is Aleph. Okay? Is that by accident? No. God is... Remember, when you sew something together, everything has to sew together perfectly. The word of God is perfect. Tamim is the word. The word of God is perfect. So, you have Yahweh equals 26. 6 plus 10 plus 10. The Aleph is a vav. The two yods on the side, that's all it is. And it equals 26. So Yahweh is Aleph. Aleph is God. And so therefore, God gives you this, these 28 letters, and he's trying to explain to you something very important about himself, that there's more to his words. There's an integral cycle that continues to show you that God is God, okay? Now, Bereshit bara Elohim, okay? Bereshit bara Elohim, in the beginning, created bara Elohim. Now, if you look up the word to create, in the modern Hebrew, it's not going to be bara. Okay? It would be, you can say something, or hechen mashahu, you can prepare something, or you can make something. But bara has a special meaning because it means to create something out of nothing. And so it's only used pertaining to Elohim. Okay? You can't, I mean, you. If you think about it, no one has created anything in this world, because if you say you created the television, no, you used some materials that were in the world to design something that was already here that God. It's like saying you created Kool-Aid, and you know that you didn't create water, you didn't create sugar, and you didn't create the packs, okay? So you didn't create it because you already had the substance there. Well, God, with nothing in front of him, nothing says, let there be. And it became. And it became perfect when he spoke it, meaning that in his thinking, he created it perfect. When he created the sun and he created all the stars and everything, do you know that the sun, he had to make sure that the sun was absolutely perfect distance from the earth to make sure that it benefits us and not kills us. You understand? So, what we're talking about when you're talking about learning Hebrew is you're saying, Lord, I want to learn you on a different level. And you say, well, we haven't learned much conversational Hebrew and learning how to speak in Hebrew. That is something that is a self-dedicated thing that you really have to. I've given you materials to be able to do it, but to learn to speak, read, and write Hebrew, you can do it because we've given you the materials to be able to do it and to begin to learn it. But if you learn how to speak Hebrew perfectly and you didn't learn why those letters are created and who created them and the message he's trying, you can speak Hebrew and not know God. And so the purpose of Rashad Messianic Bible College is to teach you Hebrew as it pertains to God, his word, and so you can understand the Lord a lot better. Like even the name Abel, if you look it up in Hebrew, and you did a numerical gematria on the name Abel. I think you times it times, I think seven or something like that, and his name is 888 times. Abel times God is like 888. And I'm not sure about that because I don't have material in front of me. But I know that his name equals 888, which is Yeshua. Why would Abel's name be a division of what is eventually going to be the Messiah? Because his own brothers killed him, right? His own brother killed him. And so since his own brother killed him, then he's playing a typology of a Yeshua, of a Messiah that's going to come. So when you do a numerical value on Abel, you're going to find that his name in Hebrew times something something is going to equal 888, because God is saying, this is my first typology of Yeshua, who's going to die at the hands of his own brother, right? And so God begins prophesying. Why? Because he says, I'm telling you the story before it happens, right? I'm prophesying you the end from the beginning, okay? So this is how we want you to be able to start thinking about and knowing the Word of God, okay? Let's look at this. Here we go. We have a circle, the divine math of creation. I'm not a mathematician, okay? But someone told me, hey, pi is Genesis chapter 1. And I said, what are you talking about, you know? And so I wanted to get the information. How is it possible that pi could be the equivalent of Genesis chapter 1? There's so much in my head, you guys. Let me calm down. Okay. So, all of the numerical values of Genesis chapter 1 equals 2701. Okay? Now, I'm going to take off point 26, but we know 26 is what? 26 is Elohim, right? 26 is Yahweh. Okay? But why did I put 2701.26? Because if I say, what's Elohim? Elohim is 86 times 3.141, which is what? Pi, right? Not a matter of God bless Pastor said he tried. Okay, now, 86 times 3.141 pi equals Genesis chapter 1, 0.26, which is Yahweh, right? So, the circumference of a circle using pi is going to give you the numerical value of Genesis chapter 1, okay? And that's going to be Elohim times pi equals Genesis chapter 1 plus Elohim, plus God, okay?
That's crazy.
So I'm only doing this because I want you to know that the Bible that you have in front of you is perfect, okay? It is tamim. It is an absolute work of art, okay? We had you guys do a subject, assignment by writing a letter or writing a sentence and making sure that your name, every seventh letter, is in that sentence, okay? Now, when you did that, you came up with some good sentences and you put your name, the letter. Now, what God does is he takes 66 books, okay, and he does this exact same thing that I asked you to do one sentence with 66 books. And he says, while I'm doing that, and encoding different things like Torah and Yeshua and things like that in Scripture, I'm also using this encoded sign to prophesy to you events that are going to happen later in the world's history so that they can come true. And you'll see through my system that I already predicted that. Like I saw Fletcher did a thing on the death of the 10 henchmen, right, of Hitler. And I don't know, I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but he showed you in the Hebrew where it was had already been encoded in the book of Esther that the same 10 were going to die. But in Esther, the encoding is in the letters, so what it does in the letters is tells you the year is going to happen, okay? So we know that. We can say, okay, Haman is just like Hitler. He tried to kill all the Jews. Then he died. Then his 10 sons died. Then Hitler tried to kill all the Jews. He died. Then his 10 henchmen died. That's a perfect typology that God wants you to see. But what God did was he encoded in the letters of Haman's sons the exact year is going to happen. So now you're dealing with a completely different God, because what God is doing is embedded in the word that he has written to us, okay? This is why nobody is going to ever be able to say man wrote the Bible. It's an impossibility that any man could go through this and write the Bible, okay? Now, so we have Bereshit, in the beginning, Bara, Elohim, okay? Et, what is Et? The Aleph and the Tav, okay? And God made sure, look, Bereshit, Bara, Elohim. Et is the fourth word in that sentence, okay? We did this before when we started the class, right? Watch this. We go, ba-da-da. We go make a menorah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We go, ba-da-da. We go to make a menorah. And then we take each word and add it to the menorah. And we go, each word as we add it to the menorah. And we add this one to the menorah. And then we come out with the fact that the sinner's servant lamp, which all the oil is in, is the sinner lamp, is the fourth pipe in the menorah. And that fourth pipe is the Aleph and the Tav. Who's the Alpha and the Omega? Yeshua, right? So the Aleph, Jesus didn't go around saying, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I guarantee you, he was speaking Hebrew. He said, I am the Aleph and the Tav. And then when they translated it, they said, oh, we have to say like he is the Alpha and the Omega, okay? Mm-hmm. But he's the Aleph and the Tav. He's the beginning of the Hebrew letters, and he's the end of the Hebrew letters. So every Hebrew letter is a depiction of Yahshua. And we haven't done that study, but if we go through every letter, it tells a complete story about Yeshua, our God, okay, in the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, okay? Now, this letter, this fourth letter is the Aleph and the Tav. It represents Yeshua, so that means everything created on the fourth is going to represent Yeshua. So that means now, If you pick get a lamb in Israel and you're going to sacrifice that lamb at Passover, you got to pick him on the 10th, but you can't sacrifice him till the 14th. Mm-hmm. So you have to wait 4 days to sacrifice your lamb. You're going to have to you're going to create the sun and the moon, and the stars. You're going to create it on the fourth day. So the light that shines upon the world comes into the fourth day, and the sun, of course, gives life to the whole world, right? So that's also going to represent Yeshua. Judah is going to be the fourth son born, so he's going to represent Yeshua. So everything about the four is going to be, you know, on the, and then when you do the Hebrew out letters, you'll go Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalit, and then Dalit becomes also the fourth. So now whoever's the fourth is also going to be the door to salvation that's going to work out. Do you see all of the DNA? Because see, you are two arms, two legs, a body, and a head on the outside, right? But what are you on the inside? Okay, cells, millions of cells and DNA particles, all this stuff is inside of you that is integral and intelligent that we would never know unless we really get inside and study you. And what the Hebrew is saying, God is saying, okay, you see my form in my word, but get inside of it and start counting the cells and see that the what's holding the cells and what's causing the blood to flow and all of this. And then now you get to know your body even better and you realize, oh my God, I am so intricately made. How does my body heal itself? There's a science to that. And God created inside of you that your body can heal itself. So all of this is inside of your DNA. And all of this is inside God's word, which is his DNA. Okay? I can't do all this. I can do all this. I can do all things. Okay. Now, so we go et. Then we go hashamayim. So, Bereshit, and we've done this before, Bereshit, which just means in the beginning when you say it back, but if you take off the B, Reshit means first fruit, Bara, Elohim, Et, Hashamayim, Va'et, Ha'aretz. Okay, so now you have, what's the number for God? Seven, right? The number for God is seven. So it's going to take what? So now, the number of God is seven. He's perfected, so he's going to use seven words. In these seven words, he's going to show you something else. Because he's going to do what? He's going to create the heavens, Hamshamayim, Va'et, and Ha'aretz, okay? The heavens and the earth, he's going to create them. Okay, how many days is it going to take him to create it? 6 days, right? So in these 6 days, in these seven letters, in these seven words, I'm going to put, here's a one. What's the aleph, right? An aleph represents a one in Hebrew. Okay, that's a one in Hebrew. So here we go. I have one aleph. Two olives, three olives, four olives, five olives, six olives in Bereshit Elohim and Hashamayim Va'et Ha'aretz. I'm going to put six olives in there. Why? Because I'm going to create the world in how many days? 6 days. Okay, unto the Lord. Oh, I'm sorry.
I had it right here, huh? Can you hear me still?
Okay, a day unto the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. We go back to Isaiah 46:9. It says, I tell you the beginning from the end, okay? I tell you the end from the beginning, okay? So the creation is also representing what? The 6,000 years of mankind, and now we can expect something else different that's coming forth, okay? And this is why we're in this, because we've already counted the 6,000 years. We know that the work days are over for Yeshua. When the work days are over, what did Jacob work for? He worked for a bride. So now we can look forward to the bride because the work hours are over, okay? Now, What I wanted to show you was this aleph. Okay, here, this booklet we're sending to you today sometime. I'll give it to Pastor Ben. Okay, now watch. How do we say aleph in Hebrew? Or we write it like this, right? This is Aleph. Okay, so now I got, there's Aleph in Hebrew. Okay, The numerical value of Aleph is 111, we know that. But what does Aleph mean? It means 1,000, okay? So if I write it, it's a one. If I spell it out, it's 1,000. You have six of them here. Where in the scripture can we find the word 1,000 six times? Now this would be crazy. What if you found the word 1,000 six times in a scripture that tells you, in this scripture that gives you the year that ends in the 6,000 years? What if the scripture, what if I find 6,000 in 2017 is the 6,000th year, counting from Adam? What if I also say now in 2017, I'm going to put the 6,000 years so that you can find it at the very end, the ending? So then we go to Revelation, right? Let's go to Book of Revelation. And this was my discovery. Not my discovery, but God, like, making me fall off my chair in the office because he had already given me the 6,000 year, and he wanted me to know that the 6,000 year ends 2017. And I'm going to find out why all of this once I get to heaven. But I have a lot of questions, like, and that study, why did you give me that one? Okay, so.
Revelation.
Yeah, Revelation chapter 20. And here we have.
1-7.
Verse 1-7. I thought this was just absolutely remarkable. So it would be Revelation, which is now. He gave us six olives in the beginning, but now in Revelation chapter 20, he's going to give us 6,000 olives at the end. I'm telling you the beginning to the end, right? So in Revelation chapter 20, what do we have? And I saw an angel come down out of heaven, having a key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. Servant of the devil or Satan, and he bound him for 1,000 years. Okay? Now, he threw him into the abyss and locked it, sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations until the 1,000 years were ended. Now, as we read all the way down to verse 7, that word 1,000 is going to be used six times. But it's going to be used six times in Revelation chapter 20, 1-7. And then God's going to give me a count 4 years before I discovered this, that 6,000 years ends 2017. And then now we find the other 6,000 at the end. And then now you go, God, are you playing with me? Because this is getting to be too much, right? You're showing me all of your DNA inside of your scriptures to show me who you are. To show me that you've already planned this whole thing out. To show me that not only is it all planned out, you will see that I prophesied all of the events of the world before, okay? Before I said, let there be, he said, it was already calculated out, okay? The fact that Israel came back into the world in 1948 was not an accident. Well, how do we know that? Because the Bible was written way before 1948, and the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 5, that in 1948 he's going to revive Israel. He also tells us in Psalms chapter, which is the 19th book of the Bible, which he made men put the 19th book, make it Psalms so that he can make the 48th chapter in Psalms talk about the rebirth of the nation of Israel. And then in verse 13 tell you that it's going to be the Lador HaAcharon, the last generation. So all of this is done before Okay? He's doing this before. Why? Because if God speaks it before it comes, then you know that he is God. Okay? So, after Israel comes back into the world in 1948, we go to 2 Kings chapter 25. We don't have to write it down, but you can put it there. We go to 2 Kings chapter 25 and verse 8. And what does that scripture tell us? It tells us that Israel was destroyed or captured. Then 19 years later, Nebuchadnezzar came in and destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. So they took Judah first, but they didn't take Jerusalem till 19 years later. So of course, when Israel comes back into the land, they get Israel first. But we know that the destruction of Jerusalem was 19 years later. So then you don't get the Six-Day War until when? 1967. And then God is showing you, I already wrote all this stuff down. That scripture of that event is already in 2 Kings chapter 25. It's going to be a 19-year span. Israel, then Jerusalem. Okay? So what is God doing? He wants you to be sure. You remember the message just what a week ago? I want you kaveh al Adonai, kaveh al Yahweh, right? Means wait eagerly with anticipation upon your God. Why can we wait? Why would I sit here going, oh, we're done? Why would I do that? Unless my full confidence is in the Word of God. So my confidence is in the Word of God that he has intricately designed the scripture, every numerical letter, every numerical value. Everything has been calculated in scripture. How many words are going to be used, where each book is going to be placed. All of this is calculated. So when Jesus comes out and says, this generation shall not pass until you see this event. What event? It will be like Noah's day. It will, and two will be in one place. One. This is calculated already before we got here, that Israel would be back in the land and that we would be at the 70th year and that Trump would, in the Jubilee, announce that Jerusalem belongs to Jesus, to Israel again. All this stuff's calculated. Okay? So, kaveh al Yahweh. Kaveh al Adonai, right? Wait on the Lord eagerly with confidence. Why? Because his word is the DNA of creation. Every event has been planned, and timing is everything with God. Okay? So this is how we're waiting. Did I want to show you one other thing? I could, but I don't want to. Okay, because I was only going to show you that the book of John has the word born again 8 times. And, of course, you got Jesus Christ 888. But you already know that. You're Hebrew students, right? Okay, so what is I'm going to mail you out this pack. At the end of this pack, see what this is? Full gematria. You see that? Every letter has a number. Aleph is 1, Bet is 2, Gamel 3, like that, right? But each letter also has what you call a full gematria, which means that each word, each letter is actually a word. Because Aleph is a word. Bet means house. Gamel means kindness. Delete means door, right? So all of these letters are actual words in Hebrew. We're going to send them to you so that you can have the full gematria as well as the standard gematria, so that when I'm calculating stuff, you can look at the full gematria and say, okay, Pastor Sandy, I'm looking at the full gematria, and you're absolutely right again, because God is with you. And then we'll show you different things in Daniel that have full gematria calculations as well as standard gematria calculations. And this is what God is doing with the scriptures. Like, it's an incredible thing, you guys. We serve an awesome God. And with all of that in his word, if you accept his son Yeshua HaMashiach as your Lord and Savior, he can make you stop drinking and not desire it anymore. He can make you stop cursing and hate profanity. You know what I mean? There's so much in this word. It's like a miracle. Not only the word and the prophecies are miracles, but the effect that it has on the fleshly body and the human soul just by accepting it and living it out is even another miracle. So we can convey Al Adonai on this last 70 years. And when we get to the kingdom, Jesus says, I think it's in Jeremiah, it says that Yeshua is going to sit down and he's going to explain the word of God to us. And then we'll know more about all the stuff we missed out on while we were reading. Praise God. So let's pray out. And we're going to get the third test to you next week. And as we get the third test to you next week, if you have not taken the second test, please let us know. Let me know by email. You have not taken the second test. We'll give you a chance to take the second so you can take the third. Then once you guys take the third and you finish it and you've graduated, and you've finished the last one, what we'll do after that is you'll have to do a message on your favorite message that you've learned in the class and send it in, and that will be your final grade. And then we'll grade that, and then we can begin to give out these certificates. And you guys got to hurry up, and we got to hurry up, because we're chasing the rapture, right? We're trying to get you a degree before the Lord gets here. And not that you're going to be able to take it with you, but maybe the Lord will preserve you. You'll see it when you get back. I don't know. But it's fun. Praise God. Let's grow before we go. That was our motto. All right. So let's pray out. And thank you guys once again for being part of Soldiers for Christ, because this is an awesome ministry that God really developed because he chose a football player who has taken many headshots, and he says, I want you to learn Hebrew and teach the Bible. And I'm like, okay. All right, so here we go. God said to Moses, when you meet with my people, this is how I want you to bless them. I want you to say, bless my people and say to them, Yivaraka Adonai V'yish. I'm sorry.
It's 12:55 p.m.
Yivaraka Adonai V'yish. Okay, here we go. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panavilecha v'chunecha. Ve'yasei Adonai panavilecha v'yasim l'chai shalom. And it says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. And we will have the test for you and start getting ready to finish up these classes and get you graduated out of this Rishon Messianic second graduation class. Praise God. Amen.